Travel safety is not simply don't go to dangerous places, but a layered risk management. Split risk into controllable and uncontrollable. Controllable lowered by preparation, vaccine, insurance, first aid, uncontrollable mitigated by plan, emergency contact, evacuation route. Safety is a system, not luck. Most overestimate rare disasters and underestimate daily minor injuries. What actually ruins a trip is high-frequency low-loss events, diarrhea, sprain, sunburn, theft, not a hijack or crash. Safety investment should tilt to high-frequency events, manage the probable small troubles first, then the improbable big one, so resources aren't misallocated. Insurance and first aid are the two pillars of the safety system. Insurance transfers the financial consequence so you dare see a doctor and evacuate. First aid holds the golden hour so small wounds don't worsen and emergencies aren't fatal. They complement. One manages money, one manages life. Missing either leaves a gap. Relying on one alone is incomplete. The source of security is not zero risk, but having a fallback when things go wrong. When you know what insurance you bought, what medicine is in the bag, which number to dial first, anxiety in strange places drops sharply. This certainty beats any amulet and makes travel bolder, not more fearful. Before departure, make a destination risk table. Infectious disease, vaccine needed, medical level, safe to see a doctor, security, theft and scam hotspots, natural disaster, typhoon/quake season, traffic, left-hand drive. Rate each high or low to set preparation intensity instead of packing by feel. Preparation becomes targeted. Three-piece filing, sync itinerary, documents, policy to one domestic emergency contact, save local police, ambulance, consulate numbers and phone, buy destination covered travel insurance and screenshot the policy number. These 10 minutes turn finding people into dialing directly when trouble hits, a world of difference in efficiency. Don't skip health filing. Chronic patients carry enough medicine plus prescription copy. Allergy sufferers note the foreign name. Contact lens wearers pack a frame. Write my body specifics as one page to hand over at customs, clinic, emergency, saves language panic and wrong drugs. Health info must be readable on body. Electronic filing needs redundancy, policy, vaccine book, prescription, emergency contact and encrypted cloud, also copied to your email and a trusted person. One device lost isn't fatal because backup sits elsewhere. The essence of filing is any single point of failure has an exit. Consistent with layered document storage, redundancy is safety. Medical is the top priority of travel insurance. Watch, is the sum enough for local cost, six figures USD in West? Does it include outpatient and inpatient? Is there a direct billing network, no out-of-pocket? Does it cover high-risk activities, diving, skiing need add-on? Don't just see total price, see the clauses you'll actually use. Sum and network are the key. Delay and cancellation cover time loss. Cancellations and baggage delay often wreck a trip. Pick a plan with travel inconvenience that pays lodging and necessities. Note the trigger threshold, hours, and proof need, airline letter, read ahead to avoid later disputes. Claims rest on proof, not words. The proof chain must be planned early. Baggage and document cover loss. Camera, luggage, documents stolen or delayed are payable but with deductibles and caps. Declare valuables separately or use card protection. Some plans cover document replacement cost, worth adding for far trips. Replacement cost is underestimated and only felt when lost. Liability and rescue cover people and place. Third-party liability, you hurt someone or damage things, emergency medical evacuation, sick remote, sent to big city, are high leverage. Especially where medical care is weak or land vast, evacuation can cost a fortune, rescue insurance lets you go deep. Choose add-ons by destination risk, not one size, cover the real exposure. Exclusion clauses are the boundary of claims. Most don't cover acute prior condition episode, drunk or undeclared high-risk activity, war and sanction zones. Read exclusions before departure, list uncovered as extra self-protect items. Don't discover thought covered, actually not after the fact, Fantasy is the costliest, patch holes early. Declaration and proof are the lifeline of claims. Keep full receipts, diagnosis, translation after seeing a doctor, get a police report immediately when robbed, get airline written confirmation for delay. No proof equals didn't happen. Many rejections stem from too lazy to get the letter. Make get the proof the first action after incident, more urgent than treatment. Intact proof chain means smooth claim. Direct billing network versus reimbursement type differ hugely. Hospitals in-network let you swipe the insurer card, no outlay, no errand. Reimbursement type needs self-pay then file at home. For expensive countries prefer in-network plans, else even minor care ties up big cash flow plus a stack of documents home, both cash and energy drained. Common traps, using a card's free insurance but didn't buy the ticket with that card, void. Buying short-term that doesn't cover multiple trips a year, insufficient. Comparing price not clauses, cheap but not covered. Read insurance is a contract, not a product, so low price doesn't fool you. Fewer tears at claim. 10 minutes reading clauses saves later trouble. Basic first aid kit belongs on every trip, long or short. Band-aids, sterile gauze, elastic bandage, iodine swabs, medical tape, tweezers, scissors. Covers cuts, scrapes, small bleeds, the floor of handle without hospital, palm-size space for whole trip piece, a high ROI lifesaver no lightweight pack should skip. Medication in layers, personal regulars enough plus copy, general carry ibuprofen, P.